About A Charted Connection. I enjoyed writing this novel. With so many young men in the millennial generation trying to avoid the responsibility of a family, I wanted to address the problem from a Christian point of view. You know, in the Hebrew language of the Old Testament, there isn't a word for bachelor, implying that men were meant to marry. To illustrate what this means in our day and time, I created two characters, one representing a millennial male who has stiff-armed every girl who approaches him, and another, a gorgeous female whose track record with men has been so disappointing that she is reluctant to try again. To complicate matters even further, I introduced the problem of long-distance dating, something that is more common than you think in younger generations. If these two characters can find each other and learn to trust again, maybe there is hope for real people who are in the same circumstances. I know our society has changed since I was in my 20s, and I appreciate that lasting relationships are not the norm today. But the biblical directive still stands that men and women are happier when they have a life partner. There are even scientific studies demonstrating that people in long-term relationships live longer, that when one of them dies, the life expectancy of the survivor is statistically reduced. So you could say, speaking naturalistically, that it's to everyone's advantage to seek a life partner. The title of this book, A Charted Connection, is intended to suggest that God has a person in mind for every Christian who is destined to marry, and that person is the right mate for him or her, even though the dating road may have many bumps in it. I reflected on the biblical story of Hosea and Gomer when writing this tale, reminding myself that no two people are so noble that there won't be problems after the marriage ceremony. But if God ordains a relationship, it will be worthwhile in the long run. I also explored the issue of valuing blood kin over others, an idea fostered by genealogy lists in the Bible. In my father's generation, an adopted child wasn't as valuable as one who had your genetics, and for a Christian, that was wrong. Today, we should recognize that no Christians are blood relatives of Christ. We are all adopted into God's family. In that regard, the millennials have helped the body of Christ because, as a group, they aren't focused on perpetuating their family tree. Well, I hope you enjoy reading this book. It's my longest work to date, and I think it's pretty entertaining.